There are problems preceding the power. Y'all don't hear me here. He came and returned in the power of the Spirit. He had a comeback anointing. Amen. He had a comeback. He had an anointing that would come back no matter what the enemy tried to do. Jesus came right on back. Amen. And he didn't come back like he was. He didn't come back weakened. He didn't come back a weakling, but he came back stronger. He came back with power. He came back. The word power, that is the Greek word dunamis, which means that he came back to blow up on some stuff. He came back to change. You ever took some dynamite? You ever blowed some? You ever took some gas and throw the jug in there and it blew up something? It changed. It had a chemical change. It changed. It had a physical change. It changed everything. Whatever that thing looked like, it changed it. I wish I had somebody. And in other words, when Jesus came back, he said, I came to change the way Israel looked. I came to change the way you are. And so I'm so glad that I got filled with power, boom, dynamite. Come on, JJ, dynamite. Okay, I'm so glad that I got filled with the power of God, that it changed me, that I don't think the same way I used to. I don't act the same way I used to act. I don't worry like I used to. Come on and say, man, I ain't concerned about the stuff that other people are concerned about, because I learned this because of the power. I can forget those things which are behind and reach forth to what is before, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call which is in Christ Jesus. Now, ain't nobody mad in here but the devil today, because just showed his hand. We revealed what he's trying to do. He's trying to abort the mission. He's trying to stop you. He's trying to keep you from being healthy. He's trying to keep you from knowing who you are. He's trying to hold back the word of God. He's trying to stop up your ears and distract you. But today ain't no distractions. We're going to stand on the word of God. And I'm coming back with power. I'm coming. Look, I've been through some stuff. I've been down in the wilderness. But I realize being prepared. But now that I'm out of the wilderness, I came back with power. I fasted 40 days, and I should have been hungry. I should have been weak. But when I came back, I came back with power. Not physical power, not horsepower, not electrical power, not nuclear power, but I came back with Holy Ghost power. Call it. Come on and say amen. Power to cast devils out. Somebody shout glory. I came back with power. I ain't ready to go there. I got to stop. Power. Came back. Tell somebody, I'm back. But I ain't the same old person I was when I went through it. Oh yeah, before this mess, I was pretty strong. But I'm so much stronger now. Because I've been through the wilderness. I've been through a barren place. Did nobody come to help me? I ain't mad at nobody. But I'm so glad that I went through it by myself. Because while I was by myself, I found out who I was. You told me who I was. But I don't need your opinion. I know who I am. I'm a child of God. I'm an apple of his eye. I'm the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus, say yeah. I'm back. I'm back. Tell somebody, say, he's back. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. I'm here. Amen. So what happened is he came back into power. Y'all got to sit down so I can finish it. You want it all, right? Okay, give me he returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there he went out of fame of him throughout all the region round about. Now look, let me show you something. When you go through your wilderness and you get prepared and you come back with power, the fame of Jesus went out, right? So what that really means is that people start talking about it. Why? Because there was a change. There was something different. And let me tell you something. You got to be different. You can't be the same person you was. You can't revert back to the same old stuff. You got to come out different. While you go through, look, when you're going through, say, I'm in this wilderness, but I ain't coming out the same way I went in. I'm coming out with power, and therefore people are going to talk about me. Huh? You don't want nobody to talk about you? Then shame on you. I want them to talk about me, because they ain't going to be able to say nothing bad without saying something good. Yeah, I used to be that but now I'm this. I wish I had somebody. Yeah, he used to be this, but now he's doing, I wish I had somebody. And look, it's going to be some people that's stuck on stupid and sliding on silly that's going to stay in your path. They're not going to let you be. They don't want you to be great, but they can't help your greatness because the Bible said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So they can't help me being great because I'm going to be great. I have no choice. Greatness has no choice but to be great. Hallelujah. So the persecution now comes because people begin to talk about him and everybody got haters, whether you want to have them or not. Everybody. But you spend too much time thinking about haters, talking about haters, worrying about haters. You know, you're going to have haters. And the haters are part of your PR committee. You just don't know it. God wants people to talk about you. So when your haters come up and they start talking about you, they're going to run into somebody who loves you. Eventually. Huh? They're going to run into somebody who's great just like you. They're running to someone who is a brother or a sister who realize who they are too. And they're not going to accept the mess. I wish I had some brothers and sisters here today. Because I'm not going to accept the mess. Tell somebody, I'm not accepting the mess. I'm not accepting. When haters come, I'm going to teach them how to love. When haters come, I'm going to talk love to them. I don't talk hater language. I talk love language. Anybody here talk the language of love? Oh, come on and say amen. I'm going to talk how good you are. I'm going to talk how much. It doesn't matter what you've done, but God loves you. Huh. Mm. He returned in the power of the Spirit. The first thing that he did, he went to the synagogue. He went to church, y'all. See, we go through our trial by ourselves, and we refuse to go to church after we come out because we mad because church folk wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Huh? Let me let you in on a secret because let me let you in on this. The Bible says that Peter tells us that all of our brothers, James tells us, all of us, we're going through something. And just because you're going through don't mean you, I mean that, for you to be, listen, let me tell you something. For you to think the whole house ought to pay attention to you proves that you ain't nothing but a baby. Proves you a baby. You know why? Because a baby is going to holler and throw temper tantrums to everybody in the room. Huh? But when you're grown up, you go in your own room. I don't need nobody to come see about me. Let me get back to what I was saying. See, what we fail to realize is that there are other people going through too. And you're mad because somebody wasn't there when you were going through. The difference is that these people were mature enough not to tell you all their business. Huh? They just decided that I'm going to go through this all by myself. They just decided that I'm strong enough. I'm big boy enough, big girl enough that I ain't got to worry about telling somebody so they can pray for me because I know the Lord already made a way. While we're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. I ain't got to tell nobody how he going to do it. I just know he's about to do it. And I'm just expecting any day now that whenever this whole situation is over, I didn't tell you nothing about it, but when I came out, now I can talk about it. I didn't tell you how I was going through, but since I'm out now, I can tell you what I've been through. I didn't tell you I was broke, but since you see me riding my new whip, I tell you I ain't had no money, and the Lord done blessed me. I didn't tell you that I didn't have nowhere to stay, but since I'm in my new house, let me testify. I didn't tell you that I got fired off my job, but since I got a new job, let me show you my check stub. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Oh. I didn't tell you that I had the pills by my bed. Thought I'd take my own life, but the Lord said by my bed, said, no, no, no. And I got up this morning and I let you know. Come on. Somebody in here been through that. You were so depressed. You thought about dying. But the Lord let you know that this life is worth living. Just because he lives. Say yes. I got to try to condense this. I got to try to get out of here. I'm sorry. Let's see what I can do here. Let's see. Persecution. The persecution. This is where we're at. Persecution. We were prepared in the wilderness. But when we came to the persecution, the preparation was the temptation of the devil, just the devil and Jesus, right? So sometimes the temptation is in the wilderness is just you and the devil. But see, it prepares you for you and the people. Jesus went to church where it should have been all right. But when he got to church and read the scripture, he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he had anointed me. He began to tell him, you know. And what offended them the most is not actually written in scripture. He said that he gave the book back and he sat down. He stayed all in that synagogue. They had three chairs, and the middle chair was believed to be the chair for the Messiah. And so when Jesus closed the book, he sat down and they got offended. I've never ever heard people getting offended when somebody sit down. But this offended them. See, and where you sit sometimes, where you sit will offend the devil. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Sit on the throne. Sit where he put you. You're a king. You are somebody who are a prince. Come on and say amen. And princes don't just sit anywhere. All right, okay. Let me leave that. Let me go somewhere else with this. So he said, because they didn't believe him, because they fastened their eyes on him, and he began to tell them. He said, look. He said, you're going, before this over with, you're gonna doubt me. And you got to expect people to doubt you. He said, you're going to say, physician, heal yourself. And what I'm going to remind, Jesus, I'm reminding you that when there was a famine, he only sent the prophet to one widow. When there was many lepers in the land, he only cleansed one. He said, I know everybody ain't going to get it, and you got to get this in your head. Everybody ain't going to believe in you. You got to get this in your head. There will always be doubters, and there will always be haters. Y'all hear me here. And Jesus was letting them know that. And after he finished scolding them, after he finished talking to them, the Bible says, now they want to stone him. So they start taking him outside, dragging him out the church. They drug him out, and they begin to get ready to push him headlong. And see, what we think that stoning back in the day, they just picked up a few rocks and just threw at him. No. In that day, what they would do would take you at least 20 foot high, push you over, and when you landed, they would take rocks and drop on you. That's a stoning. That's what they did, Paul. That's why it was miraculous for him to get up and go back to preaching. And so they were getting ready to do this to Jesus. But the Bible says that Jesus walked through the midst of them. They thought they were about to stone. See, they think they might be getting ready to stone you, but you got to let them know, I'm right here. I ain't running from you. I ain't got to hide from you. Look, you got to let your doubters know, and you got to let your haters know that I ain't going to stop going to Walmart because you there. I ain't going to stop going to Super One because you there. I ain't going to even stop going to church because the Bible said he went back to the, you read it. He went back to the synagogue and he still went, and, oh, Lord have mercy. I wish I could tell it like I want to here. He went back to the synagogue even though his daughters was there and his haters were there. He went back to the synagogue to show them something else. Let's go further. Verse 33, and you don't believe the devil come to church with you? Huh? 33, look at it. He said, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit. And he wasn't the Holy Spirit. Y'all with me? I feel good about this, and I mean, however they come out. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I'm trying to get you blessed here. In verse 33, he said, look, and there was a man that had a spirit of an unclean what? Yeah. See, people go to church. Now, it didn't say he was saved now, but he said he went to church. And his object was to go to church to cause a disruption. Mm. That's why he was there, to mess it up. All right. He said, look. He said, having an unclean devil. Didn't say he had an attitude. Huh? Well, we blame it on attitudes. No, you got a devil. Okay. All right, okay. And cried out with a loud voice. Look at what happened. And let us alone. We ain't got nothing to do with you. You from Nazareth anyway. You come to destroy us. And he actually did. He came to destroy that devil that was in him. And see, you got to know who's speaking for you. I can speak for myself. I don't need the devil because it may be some by the lid of a spirit, not the spirit. Uh-huh. He says, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now, you at church, it's got me here. This messed me up. You at church, since you're saying something, I'm talking, you at church, and you saying that the Holy One, who is supposed to help us, is come to destroy us. Ain't nobody say nothing. Why and what happened to the other folks in the synagogue to let this man speak for everybody else or let this spirit speak for them? We are the same way. We can know something wrong and not say a word. Huh? What's wrong? What's wrong with us? That we let a spirit speak up louder than anybody else and we let it go on. By the way, he's talking, and then remember I told you, haters, that they're going to say stuff about you and they're going to do. Look, the hater got up and said, we need you to get away from us, but he confirmed who he was. Huh? Huh? He confirmed who he was. He didn't like him, but he couldn't deny who he was. They may not like you, but they can't deny that you ain't saved. Preach. That won't. All right, let me get finished. If I stop, I'll do a sidebar. But look at what Jesus did. Jesus rebuked him, told him, shut up. That's what hold the word hold thy peace in the Greek. It actually means shut up. Shut up. And come out of him. When the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And see, it's a shame when we go to church and we know somebody got the devil in them and we won't cast the devil out of them. Now, if you don't know how to do that, that's what's wrong with the church. Okay, all right. Let me go on. He says, and he cast the devil out of him. Now, this was the persecution, right? This was the persecution. And they were all amazed in verse 36, and they spake among themselves and said, what a word is this? You see, people don't believe till they see your action. Talk all you want, but you don't believe until they see some action happen. What a word is this? Now, why did they say what a word when it was some action? Because word bring action. Come on, if the word is preached, there ought to be some action behind it. It's a shame preachers today, we talk a whole bunch of stuff and we ain't got no action behind. We preach and we can't forgive ourselves. We preach love and we don't love people ourselves. I can't understand it. And for the life of me, how in the world you preach to people and then when they don't do what you want them to do, you turn around and say the Lord gonna move them out the way by killing them. I don't believe in that. I don't believe we got to go to the graveyard. I believe you can be saved right here. I believe you can be delivered right here. God ain't got to move all the deacons for you to get things done. You need to work. Come on and say amen here. I'm talking to my preachers now. They ain't, I'm just talking to them right now. We talk something, but it ain't no word that we can live by because we talk all that about turning the other cheek, and then we talk about if somebody hit me, I'm going to turn all right. Yeah, you're going to turn. Why? Why don't we do what God say do? Amen. Y'all still with me here? Amen. But guess what? When God is in control, the devil can't hurt you. Notice what he said, that the devil came out and couldn't hurt him. He threw him in the midst, thought he was going to mess him up, but he couldn't do no harm to him. Amen? Tell somebody, God got you, and the devil can't do you no harm. And they were all amazed, and they said, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded unclean spirit, and they came out. Now, apparently, they knew he had a spirit, and they just wouldn't do nothing about it. They knew he had a spirit, but they just let him act up when he wanted to. They knew he had a spirit, and let him speak for him. For them, amen. And so they realized after Jesus cast them out and said, okay, now look at what a powerful word this man has. He has authority, and we got to learn how to walk in authority. And it says that he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and he began to help Simon's mother. But what we got to see here is that not only did we got the preparation, we had the persecution, but we see that there was power. There was power in his word. There was power in his actions. And I'm about done now, but when we look at this, there is problems preceding the power. And when we go through our trials and when we go through our tribulation, we start to complain about the stuff that we're going through. But it's time for us to stop our belly aching. Tell somebody, stop your belly aching. Come on, tell somebody, stop your complaining. I know you're going through, and now you ain't the only one that been through something. You ain't the only one. You ain't the only one they lied on. You ain't the only one they talked about. Come on and say, man, you're not the only one that been mistreated. And so you don't need to cry about this. You need to stand up and give God praise about it. The Bible said that the apostles, when they found out that they had been persecuted, when they had been beaten for Jesus' sake, they came back together. And when they got together, they said, let me see your stripe. Ooh, you got a good one on the back. They said, let me see what they did. They hurt you like that. They took you and they whipped you like that. All begin to praise God because they were persecuted together, knowing that the tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. What does that mean? That God will not disappoint us through my trial. God won't disappoint me through my wilderness. God will not disappoint me through my pain. God won't disappoint me through my shame. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I know Lord will not disappoint me. But there are some things that precede the power that I have on the inside. In order for the power to come out, I gotta go through some stuff because I still got too much of me living. Come on and shout glory. Paul said it like this. He said, no longer it is I, but Christ on the inside. How did Christ begin to live? It's because you gotta die. I wish I had some people. The Bible says this, that if any man come after Jesus, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow him. So what does that mean? I gotta die to myself. I can't keep telling people how I feel. I gotta tell people how the Lord is leading me. I can't keep telling people how bad it hurt. I gotta tell folks that it's all right now, because I know the Lord will make a way. Anybody believe it? Anybody know it? I can't keep complaining that the doctor can't heal me, because I know somebody. I know a man from Galilee giving sight to the blind, who raised the dead, who healed the sick, who opened up deaf ears. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout glory. Yes. I'm tired, but I heard somebody that said in the word that the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to the one that endured to the end. Do I have anybody that say, I'm not giving up? I've been running for Jesus a long, long time, and I'm not yet. Somebody say yes. I'm running, trying to make 100, because 99 and a half won't do. Is there anybody that said, I ain't giving up? Come on and say yes, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Come on, mount up with me. I'm going higher. What the snakes can't go. I'm going higher where the rodents can't go. Won't see no rats. Won't even see no roaches. I ain't got no pests. I'm going higher. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run. Anybody running and not get weary? They shall walk. I've been running a long time, but maybe I'll take a pace and walk a little while. Walking mean. I got a life lined up. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to when I'm supposed to. When I'm supposed to forgive, I'm going to forgive. Say yes. When I'm supposed to love, I'm going to love. If you got hell in you, I love the hell out you. Say yes. Give God praise. Give God glory. Ain't nothing you do, the enemy ain't going to attack you. Everything you get into, the enemy ain't going to block you. But it's all right, because I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my own testimony. What you testify about? I testified that I was in darkness, but he brought me out into the marvelous light. Now I praise him. What else you testify about? I testify that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear evil, because God is with me. Say yes. You want me to keep testifying? My soul was messed up. He restored my soul. Somebody say yes. Give God praise. Give God glory. Come on and shout yes. Let me tell you a little more. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Now tell the devil, I ain't scared. Bring it on. Come on and show glory. Come on and give him praise. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid? When the enemy came to eat up my flesh, they tripped. Come on and say yes. They stumbled and fell. They tripped. In other words, when they saw how strong I was, they thought I was weak. But when they saw God in me, they tripped out. And they said, wait a minute, I can't mess with him like I thought I was. They start tripping out because they don't know what to do. Say yes. Come on, glorify him and give God praise. Come on and shout glory. The Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Anybody, everybody. Shout I'm strong. Say yes. Everybody ought to shout I'm rich. How can you say you're rich? Because I got a father who owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver is his. All the gold is his. Somebody shout glory and give God praise. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Say yes. Show glory. Tell somebody. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? What will he do? Will he do it? He'll make a way where there was no way. Open door.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welsh Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpey, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpey, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support. We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welsh Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpey, Louisiana, 71411. Again,